years, when are you going to retire? If you retire.
Right.
Haile, there's a lot of talk that you've been running for years and years, and maybe this is time to retire. What's your comment?
I don't understand, you know, why you are asking me, you know, to retire. You see, to retire is not, you know, the one you plan. Let it come by itself. Why need to retire? For me, you know, I have a long goal. It come by itself. Maybe I will retire tomorrow. Maybe a year after. Maybe 10 years. This is not another one I decide. But one thing I want to tell you, I don't stop running. But the question is when I stopped competing. When I stopped competing, which means I retire. And that will come anytime.
So at the moment you just don't think about retire?
No, I told you. It's a mistake, you know, someone, you know, planning to retire next year or a year after. That's really a mistake. For me, as an athlete, as a sport, if you're planning for retirement, that's not wrong. I just keep running and then let it come by itself.
But what keeps you going, really? Because you're still winning races, beating people who are half of the age younger than you. What keeps you going?
One of my motivation, believe me, it's this one, you know, because, you know, running, you know, with the athlete, you know, the one they start running because of Haile Gebrselassie, they follow the footsteps of Haile Gebrselassie, you know, to run, you know, with them, to check my body, how I feel, how are they, and if it's possible, you know, to keep it up running in the next 10 years, I will do it. Well, there is also a limitation. There is also, you know, a natural border. One thing I want to tell you. Running for me is a part of my life. I cannot, you know, finish. I cannot stop running tomorrow. Means, you know, stop living.
But how then do you make it? You win marathons and you win shorter races like the one in Manchester, the Great Manchester Run. How do you put that together? Your training sessions, maybe. If you can tell us something about that.
The hard part is, you know, to training, you know, for a shorter distance and longer, like when you prepare for a marathon. Nowadays, I am challenging a lot. Issues, and you see, if you want to do something adventure, you know, you have to accept everything. A race today, it's very tough because it's 10K. This is the one, you know, you forget for many years.
But it was easy for you to win it. You just straight ahead of the competitors.
It looks easy, but it's not. believe me. Me to keep marathon is the one, you know, still running, you know, by the age of 45, 46.
Mm. So, any thoughts of you hoping to improve your world marathon record, which is an amazing time? Do you think of breaking the world record?
Sure, that's what I'm thinking. Believe me, you know, I can improve, you know, my record. Well, what it cost me, you know, discipline, what it cost me, you know, serious training. Serious preparation, then I will make it.
Yeah, all the best. I hope we'll see Haile Gebrselassie winning the marathon in a record time some few years to come. Maybe Berlin this year.
I have no plan right now. Berlin, Chicago, wherever, Rio. Well, of course, you have to choose, you know, right place, you know, for breaking world record, and we'll see.
And say, when you've packed up, when you've retired, what do you intend doing as far as athletics is concerned in Ethiopia or even international? What do you think of, what would you want to be doing?
Well, actually,